Home Depot hit by a supply chain data breach. What's the fallout? Well, stick with us on MSB Dispatch for all the details. Home Depot hammered by a supply chain data breach, and a story from darkreading.com by Becky Bracken. Home Depot recently confirmed the breach where a vendor accidentally exposed employee data during system testing. The breach involved a third-party software as a service vendor unintentionally exposing a small sample of Home Depot's associates' names, work email addresses, and user IDs. Additionally, this compromised data is now for sale on the dark web. While this data is not highly sensitive, threat actors could use it to conduct targeted phishing attacks against Home Depot employees. While the company has not disclosed the vendor's identity or when the breach was discovered, they assured that no customer data was compromised in this incident. So Josh, let's talk about this for a moment. I'm just going to ask you a very, very, very complicated question to kick this off. Are you okay with your company just giving out your data? Are you okay with that? How does that make you feel?
No, I want to give out my data, you know, to who I choose.
How dare you? How dare you?
I mean, so, I've watched enough of these to know that my data is out there like thousands of times already. So
you've watched enough to know that I'm neurotic about how our data is literally being leaked in every possible way. And the people collecting the data, are using it to exploit, everything from, top level, upstream hacks and ransomware attacks, but the people that are securing our data are also being hacked by ransomware and exploited and stuff like that. So it's hitting us from every possible side. In this particular case, Home Depot, which believe it or not, just for everyone's edification, I literally just got back from Home Depot prior to this recording. Home Depot has a lot of information on a lot of individuals. My question is, how was the data segregated for employee level compromise to customer level compromise? Because I'm under the assumption that there's a database of all of the users. It doesn't matter if they're employees or customers. Now, the payment information, you know, you're talking about PCI compliance and a variety of other things. That has to be separated to the banking level, the payment gateway level. So I'm not too concerned about that. But the CRM, the customer relationship manager, the contact relationship manager, is probably going to house a lot of users. And the users are going to be everything from customers and employees. Now, the employees themselves may actually be in a separate HR database. So then the question is, if the HR database was hacked, that's a much more internal infrastructure. And how did the external vendor have access to that? Which tells me they probably didn't. They probably had something more along the lines of a CRM database, which implies that the end customer was also compromised. So I don't know how you, you're hearing this in real time now, my neurotic behavior about like, okay, this is all happening. We're all about to be attacked. Oh my gosh, the sky is falling. What are your thoughts on if you were an employee and your information was somehow compromised, what would you suggest to your parent company, your company, to do from that point forward? How would you feel about this? And then further implication of if the customer database was also compromised?
Well, I mean, you know, the first thing you do is you be transparent and you send an email saying, hey, we're sorry. And then you do the thing that all corporate places do and you get a pizza party, right? That's that's how you come back from it.
Listen to us entirely too much because you know exactly what's happening. You have literally secured your relationship here. You know exactly what's happening. Okay, so continue.
So, you know, putting the security hat on here, you have to know what access the vendors have, the third party. I mean, first off, you have to know who your third party vendors are. And then second off, you have to know what they have access to using, you know, RBAC, potentially role-based access controls, regular audits and things like that. So when these things happen, then you can be confident saying, hey, this third party, you know, was compromised or during testing, and this is the only thing that they have access to. So the damage was mitigated, you know, not that it's okay, but these things happen, and using our defense in depth, we know that customer data or sensitive data wasn't put out there. And then, you know, you do the obvious thing that everyone does is you get a letter in the mail saying, hey, your information was compromised. Here's 3 years of credit reporting for free, along with your pizza party and we're sorry.
That was great information. And for everyone out there, thank you for tuning in. If you found this story eye-opening, catch MSB Dispatch every Tuesday and Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and additional content throughout the week for more in-depth news coverage. Share your thoughts below and remember, hit subscribe. See y'all next time. Stay educated.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.